Section 15. U.S. House District 5 Democratic Party Candidates. 2-year term. $174,000 salary. There are two candidates for the Democratic Party nomination for U.S. House District 5. Janelle S. Bynum. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? As a congresswoman, former state representative, engineer, mom of four, and a businesswoman, I bring a variety of experiences that shape my understanding of the challenges facing hardworking families in Oregon's 5th Congressional District. I have an accomplished track record of fighting for lower costs, good-paying jobs, and quality schools. I understand the serious threat Trump poses to our rights and democracy and have been a leader in the fight against his overreach and corruption. I have cut through partisanship by passing 5 bipartisan bills to deliver greater opportunities for Oregonians to get ahead. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? I am delivering on the issues that matter most. A K-30 platform to ensure hard work translates to opportunity. I'm fighting for young Americans through bipartisan efforts aimed at improving education, creating jobs, and lowering the cost of housing. Fighting for affordability. I'm focused on lowering costs, from groceries to housing to healthcare, and pushing back against the Trump administration's efforts to gut the Affordable Care Act. Standing up to Trump and ICE. I have been clear that I will not tolerate a federal takeover of our communities. I have called out Donald Trump's version of ICE for what it is: a collection of goons who are rounding up people based on the color of their skin and kidnapping them off the streets. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? Campaign finance and anti-corruption issues are crucial to me because they ensure our democracy operates with integrity and fairness, restoring public trust, and creating a level playing field for all candidates. By improving campaign finance and tackling corruption, the federal government and Congress will become more effective. In the State House, I voted in support of campaign finance reform, working to limit the influence of big money in politics and ensure policies reflect the needs of the people. In Congress, I will advocate for efforts to root out corruption, pass campaign finance reform, and uphold democratic institutions. Ziva Rosenbaum. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I'm a working-class woman who put myself through college in the face of chronic illness, full-time work, and my mother dying of cancer. I know what it's like to struggle to pay my bills. I'm sick of watching representatives choose their donors over their constituents time and time again, and our government as a whole becoming more and more corrupt and profit-focused as time goes on. I want the government to work for the people, not for profit. I'm a communications professional who knows how to communicate community feedback to colleagues and complex jargon to community members. And while I don't pretend to know everything, I do have a knack for problem-solving and finding experts in their fields to help do the work that needs to be done. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? My big 3 issues are regulating artificial intelligence to protect our privacy, intellectual property, human jobs, security, and eliminate the impact of data centers on our environment and utility grids. Making America affordable and livable, including universal health care, affordable and free education, affordable housing, strengthening labor rights, increasing the federal minimum wage, reforming tax laws to require corporations and the ultra-wealthy to pay their fair share. Get corruption out of our government. Starting by impeaching and removing Trump and his cabinet, we must investigate and prosecute the corruption that has taken place for decades, as well as making it illegal for government officials to trade stocks. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? Getting dark money and corrupt politicians out of power is a vital first step. But as someone who has had to find creative ways to make ends meet, and as a lifelong problem solver with a knack for process improvement, there are many ways to make our government more efficient. Our tax dollars should be going to supporting public services for the American people, not funding foreign wars or providing tax credits to corporations or billionaires. The billions spent on the war in Iran alone could have funded health care for millions and millions of Americans. This is why we need a government for the people, not for profit.